Commander Cooper, welcome to the podcast. Americans joining forces with ISIS and other extremist groups fighting and dying alongside them. What led Douglas, MacArthur, McCain to Syria? And how big a threat do these American jihadists pose to the U.S.? Let's get started. More than not one, but now two American jihadis died in Syria in recent days fighting for ISIS. The claim is coming from an anti-ISIS opposition group in Syria. They say that in addition to this man, Douglas MacArthur McCain, who we told you about last night, a second American ISIS fighter was killed in a battle northeast of Aleppo. While the group released pictures of McCain's passport and his body, did not identify the second American they say they killed or give any evidence of the death. For their part, ISIS hasn't mentioned any American fighters being killed. Now, in the meantime, we're learning more about Douglas MacArthur McCain, how he ended up in Syria, joining forces with a terror group that wants to kill Americans. McCain went to college in San Diego, which is where Pamela Brown is reporting from this evening. Pamela?
Well, Anderson, despite reports from that anti-ISIS group that a second American was killed in Syria, U.S. officials say they are not ready to confirm that. Also, we are learning that authorities became aware of Douglas McCain back in the early 2000s because of his association with someone that authorities were interested in at that time. However, they say there was nothing linking McCain to anything nefarious, but they do say that just in the past several months, they became increasingly concerned about McCain after they learned that he traveled to Turkey, the gateway to Syria.
It was just months ago that Douglas MacArthur McCain began to attract the attention of U.S. intelligence. U.S. law enforcement tells CNN the government was investigating his overseas connection to the brutal ISIS terror group. But the extent of his radical side was not evident to his American family. The 33-year-old American told them just last week that he was in Turkey.
Last time I communicated with him was on Facebook last Friday. On a picture I posted, and he commented about my boys growing up.
Within days of his Facebook post, McCain was killed in a battle between rival extremist groups near Aleppo, Syria. After his death, a rival opposition group released photos of McCain's body and his U.S. passport seen here.
This is so outlandish. That's not who he was. For him to be in Syria fighting for a terrorist group, that doesn't make sense.
McCain converted from Christianity to Islam a decade ago. Sources tell CNN it appears he radicalized gradually.
His religion was very important to him. But those people, the ISIS people, they don't represent what my cousin's beliefs are or were.
His family tells CNN they weren't alarmed by his conversion, but his recent posts on social media caught their attention. On a Twitter account reported to be McCain's, he wrote on June 9th, "I will be joining you guys soon." The next day he wrote, "I'm with the brothers now." On June 26th, he retweeted this post, which says, "It takes a warrior to understand a warrior. Pray for ISIS." It's not clear if McCain was in Syria when he tweeted. McCain grew up near Minneapolis and later moved to San Diego, where he attended college. Between 2000 and 2008, he was arrested at least six times, all for minor offenses. McCain's radicalization and death in Syria stunned loved ones back home.
That's what hurts the most, is because he was a good person.
Well, Pamela, I mean, he seems to have been known by U.S. authorities as someone suspected of joining extremist groups. So what happened? Did he slip through the cracks, or were they just monitoring it?
Well, authorities say they were just monitoring him. Essentially, they say that over the past several years that he had several different associations, including with someone that he knew from Minneapolis who went over to Somalia and was killed there, apparently by committing jihad. But officials say that even though they had the sense that Douglas McCain may be traveling over to Syria, that he didn't meet the threshold, the probable cause to prevent him from actually going over there. And it wasn't until he had already reached Turkey that they found out that he had made it over there. And at that point, Anderson, he was put on this list, a special list for Americans believed to be linked to militant groups. And we've learned from sources they found out about this through information gleaned from some of McCain's associations in Minneapolis. Anderson?